If you think that Sitka, with its two large hydro projects, is already mostly powered by sustainable sources, think again. Hydro produces only 20% of the power consumed in Sitka. The rest comes from petroleum, diesel fuel, heating oil, and gasoline. That 80-20 split used to cost Sitka consumers roughly the same amount, $10 million for electric power and $10 million for fuel, when oil was going for about a dollar a gallon. Sitka's electric department director, Charlie Walls, says those were the good old days, and the electrical piece of Sitka's energy pie is about to grow larger.
For me to buy 200 gallons of number one heating oil delivered to my home this week is $4.47 a gallon. The break-even price for electric heat versus oil heat is about $2.75 a gallon. What I'm saying to you is that for the consumers out there, it's about 40% cheaper to heat with electric energy now than it is with oil. So if you're sitting out there and you could save 40% shifting over to electric, I think some people are liable to take you up on that. And we may have some problems, because if that starts happening in a large way, then it'll swamp our electric system, and we're ending up having to make up the difference with diesel.
That's what happened this past winter when the lake levels were lower than expected. Walls was forced to intermittently run diesel generators to power Sitka's increasing electrical heating load. In a nutshell, Sitka's hydroelectric system is at capacity, and high fuel prices are expected to drive up demand further. While the electric department has begun the licensing process to raise the Blue Lake Dam and add another turbine, that expansion, which will come online in 2015, will only increase electrical capacity by 30% in Sitka. Remember, petroleum accounts for an 80% slice of the energy pie. Walls is a disciple of the peak oil theory and counts himself among the growing number of energy professionals who believe the era of easy and cheap oil is coming to a close. He doesn't consider rising fuel costs to be a short-term problem. Walls is looking to a day in the foreseeable future when oil is no longer used for cars or heating in Sitka.
And if we go about converting this town from an oil-based oil-based energy system to a renewable energy base, there's enough load here to displace that oil we were showing you earlier to fully load that Tackett's hydroelectric project.
Tackett's Lake, on the eastern side of Baranoff Island, was analyzed for potential hydropower about 40 years ago and considered far too large at the time for Sitka. When the Blue Lake Dam is raised and a third turbine installed, Sitka will have a generating capacity of about 36 megawatts. Tackett's Lake has the potential to produce 70 megawatts all by itself. Of course, Tackett's is phenomenally expensive, maybe $200 million in today's dollars, not including the transmission lines needed to bring the power back across the rugged spine of Baranoff Island, a project which Walls thinks could be another $100 million on its own. Sitka built the Green Lake project in 1982 against the same long odds, but subsidized the project for ratepayers by selling excess power to the APC pulp mill. With the state, in Walls' words, awash in money, an intertie from Tackett's across Chatham to Cake is a fiscal reality that could make Tackett's affordable for an oil-free Sitka, especially since an electrical link between Cake and Petersburg appears likely. Walls previously has been an outspoken opponent of the intertie, considering it far too expensive. Mayor Dapsevich had not forgotten.
One answer question. Do you think the intertie is a good idea for Sitka?
I've been an opponent of the interties from day one, but this latest development, given the price of oil and the opportunity, perhaps, of developing Tackett's, that would really be in Sitka's best interest if we did have an interconnect with Cake where we can sell surplus power.
Okay.
So I think it'd be a good deal for Sitka, assuming somebody else pays for it, of course.
Based on Wall's recommendation, the Assembly boosted the Electrical Department line item for hydroelectric investigations from $15,000 to $75,000 to allow the department to begin the licensing studies for Tackett's Lake, a process that will take up to 3 years and cost a total of about $200,000. That way, Walls said, We'll have tackets defined and on the shelf when the money's available. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.